Hello, everyone. Don Henderson joining you here. Just want to remind you, if you're a big band fan, it's Doug Miles every Saturday and Sunday night right here on WSRQ in Sarasota, Bradenton.
Thank you very much, Don, and welcome to the special edition of the Big Band Files. I am Doug Miles as we celebrate the 100th birthday of the great Judy Garland. Let's begin.
I'd like to hate myself in the morning.
I'm John Meyer. On October 24th, 1968, I met the legendary Judy Garland. She was staying at my friend Richard Stryker's apartment in Richard's upstairs loft. In a provocative move, she flung her black pantyhose down from the balcony. Was this an invitation? She was 46, I was 29. And yes, the very night we met, she pulled me into a tempestuous romance, and I got to know her intimately. I was able to touch her greatness, and it nearly burned the prints off my fingers. The song, I'd Like to Hate Myself in the Morning, was a tune I wrote in 1965, before I ever met Judy. But the ironic lyric perfectly fit her sense of humor. I might have written it just for her. This was the tune that brought us together. When we met, Judy was flat broke, barely a dime in her purse. So the next day, I booked her into the little club where I had a job at the piano, singing show tunes. And I convinced the boss, Mary McCarty, to pay her $100 for the appearance. Imagine. Judy was thrilled. "Great," she said, "let's go. I haven't worked since my last collapse." So we had to rehearse a few tunes. I went to the piano, and I switched on my Craig reel-to-reel tape recorder.
Ladies and gentlemen, what can you say? The great Judy Garland.
I'd like to hate myself in the morning. Raise a little hell. Tonight, I've got the urge to carouse and maybe raise a few brows. Cut loose and pull out the stops out. Who cares if they call? Wait, we've got the cue cards all mixed up. We've got to make them much bigger. Let's start from the beginning, Arthur. Don't you believe?
Anything you say,
Doug. Done. I'd like to hate myself in the morning. Did you run out of paint and raise a little hell tonight? I've got the urge to carouse and maybe raise a few brows. Cut loose and pull all the stops out. Who cares if they call the cops out? I'd like to wake at noon feeling guilty and know that somehow something isn't quite right. I'd like to hate myself in the morning and raise a little hell. In the morning and raise a little hell tonight. I've got the urge to carouse and maybe raise a few brows. Cut loose and pull all the stops out. Who cares if they call the cops out? I'd like to wake at noon feeling guilty and know that somehow something isn't quite right. I'd like to hate myself in the morning and wonder who I kiss.
out who I miss. I just might hate myself in the morning.
That's a great song.
Songs were written by a new composer by the name of Johnny Meyer. And he does lyrics and,
great lyrics.
Judy Garland on The Tonight Show back in 1968. I believe that was around June of 1968. She made one more appearance on The Tonight Show, her final television appearance, at least in the United States, with Johnny Carson. Was around Christmas time of 1968. Sadly, just about 6 months before she died in June of 69. But that was How I Like to Hate Myself in the Morning, as you heard the voice as we started the show. That was John Meyer describing his meeting of Judy Garland and writing that song previous to Judy, knowing Judy in 1965. But, yeah, it can kind of fit, didn't it? Judy, as we all know, a great entertainer, but toward the end there had some problems that were showing more and more in her performances. But she was able to get through that song and very interesting interviews. If you ever see on YouTube, there's some that she did, not only with Johnny Carson in 68, but Dick Cavett had her on, some other recorded interviews. I think Barbara Walters has one on there. So you see the late Judy, the later part of her life toward the end, tough situation, but still was able to get on stage occasionally and deliver a show and deliver a song. So we're going to perform some, or play some of those songs of her performances on this special edition, just kind of honoring Judy Garland and her 100th birthday celebration, as she was born on June 10th, 1922. We'll also hear some songs from a great singer. You've probably been hearing about her now, most recently, Debbie Wildman. She has kind of made a name for herself for a song of the day that she did on Facebook for the past couple of years, but a great singer and impressionist, and has one of the great impressions of Judy Garland. So we'll hear some performances by Debbie Wildman as Judy. She's going to be doing a tour this summer, Debbie is, throughout the United States. She's based in London, England, just outside of London, and she also has a new album out. Featuring songs that Judy may have sung if she had been around, and also some of her classics as well. So we'll hear a few selections from Debbie Wildman as well in honor of Judy, but let's get back now to really one of Judy's classic songs right here, For Once in My Life.
This is dedicated to my husband.
Hi, this is Sid Mark, host of The Sounds of Sinatra, reminding you to stay tuned after our show on Saturday evenings at 8 for the Big Band Files with Doug Miles, right here on Sunny 1220 WIBQ.
Ding dong, ding dong, do you hear the bells go ding dong? Do you know why they're ringing? Do you know why the birds are singing? Well, you're gonna get a big surprise, 'cause I'm gonna put you wise. The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing, every Susie and Sal. They're congregating for me and my gal. The parson's waiting for me and my gal. And sometime we're gonna build a little home for two or three or four or more in Loveland for me and my gal.
The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going, and for weeks they've been sewing. They've been sewing something old and something new, so something that is blue, so they can make a trousseau for my gal. They're congregating for me and my gal. Look here, why, that's the parson waiting for me and my gal.
And sometime we're gonna build a little home
for two
or three
or four
or five
or maybe more.
Loveland for me and my gal.
Judy Garland and Gene Kelly together, For Me and My Gal. And before that, we heard For Once in My Life, a live television performance by Judy Garland back in 1968. As we pay tribute to Judy Garland today on the Big Band Files, I am Doug Miles, and it is her 100th birthday celebration, June 10th, 1922. She was born passed away in June of 1969, but left a great legacy of performances, music, films, television, radio, and recording. So we're just featuring just a few on today's show to pay tribute to her. As we continue right now, let's continue with Judy working with someone else, and this is, of course, the person she worked with back in those great Andy Hardy movies and the musicals back in the 1940s. Here's Judy and Mickey Rooney together.
When a girl meets boy, life can be a joy, but the note they end on will depend on little pleasures they will share. So let us compare. I like New York in June. How about you? I like a Gershwin tune. How about you? I love a fireside when a storm is due. I like potato chips, moonlight, motor trips. How about you? I'm mad about good books, can't get my fill. And Franklin Roosevelt's looks give me a thrill. Holding hands in the movie show when all the lights are low may not be new, but I like it. How about you? I like Jack Benny's jokes
to a degree.
I love the common folks.
That includes me.
I like to window shop on Fifth Avenue.
I like banana splits, late supper at the Ritz. How about you?
I love to dream of fame. Maybe I'll shine.
I'd love to see your name right beside mine.
I can see we're in harmony.
Looks like we both agree on what to do.
And I like it. How about you?
I'm so delighted I've ignited the spark within you. Let me continue to make it burn.
With you I will be like a trilby, so let's not dally. Come on, Spangally, I've lots to learn.
When you're a rising star, exercising daily.
For example, just a sample.
Bend and touch the floor 50 times or more.
A fine star to be a Bernhardt.
A dictionary's necessary, but not for talking. It's used for walking the Ziegfeld way.
Is this okay?
That's the trick. You're catching on quickly.
Should I take a bow?
Let me show you how.
Just like partners on the stage.
If you can use a partner, I'm the right day.
Thank you.
when the sun goes down. You'll never, ever, never, ever have the blues when the sun goes down and night falls on the city. People in the know when they're feeling low go to a place where happy things keep happening through the entire evening. W-N-E-W. Aren't you glad you live in the kind of a town where there's so much for you to enjoy whenever the sun goes down, like W-N-E-W.
Judy Garland, live performance of San Francisco, one of her staples in her concerts. Great rendition right there. You can see also, if you remember her TV show, a lot of that is available. I think most of them are available up on YouTube now. The episodes from 1963-64, a variety show she had on CBS. She does a lot of these songs there as well. These are from, actually, some of the selections we've heard, the live ones. We mentioned John Meyer before, who kind of introduced the show, introducing how he met Judy. John Meyer Presents is the name of the CD, and he's got a lot of these unheard or, I guess, unbroadcast live performances that he had on tape. So that's where the quality, not quite television or radio quality, but still very legible or audible, and I hope you enjoy them as well. But that's why we're hearing some of these today, to honor Judy Garland, and this CD has so many of them on there. There's also a lot of phone recordings that he had with John Meyer, had the Judy Garland, also with Harold Arlen, a great composer, of course, who wrote the music to Wizard of Oz, and Mort Lindsay, her conductor for many years, and unedited party tapes where she performed. She did that quite a bit. Often the Hollywood parties, she would perform, one of the singers around the piano, and that's what we're hearing today. So that was a live performance at a club, I believe. Doesn't say where it is in the notes here, but anyway, just want to give John Meyer credit. Hopefully we'll get him on one of these days. He sent me that CD. Very nice of him to do that about a year ago, and we weren't able to connect at that time, but hopefully we'll in the near future. But anyway, we're featuring some of the maybe unheard live performances of Judy Garland on the program today, honoring her 100th birthday, as we mentioned, 100 years ago on June 10th, 1922. Judy was born up in Minnesota, Grand Rapids, Minnesota, and of course, the tremendous career. A lot of ups and downs, as we all know that, but we're kind of featuring, or at least they're trying to remember the ups, because she left so many of them in her live performances, films, and television, radio, and recordings, and, of course, concert appearances. Let's continue right now with Judy and Just in Time.
What kind of legend has the flu? I don't like to. Oh, well, what the heck? We've known each other long enough. I want to show you the time and expense that this club has gone to in decor. Shocking. It's pathetic, really. They've got a knob down here. I have a feeling I'm going to get shorted off. It's like a dentist's chair with no arms. And there's no way to look kind of good. The back is broken on the bloody thing anyway. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed, my bridges all crossed, nowhere to go. Just where I'm going, no more doubt or fear. I found my way. 'Cause love came just in time. He found me just in time. He changed my lonely life. That lovely day. Just in time, you found me. Just in time, before you came, my time was running. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed. worth a great deal of trouble. And in 2 minutes' time, I just wreck my hair. Oh! What are you doing? What is it? Yes. What is it?
sing, I couldn't squeak. In fact, I felt so good I couldn't even speak.
My high starch collar and my high top shoes and my hair piled high up on my head. I went to lose a jolly hour on the trolley and lost my heart instead. With his light brown derby and his bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men. I started to yen, so I counted to ten, then I counted to ten again. Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell. Zing, zing, zing went my heart springs. From the moment I saw him, I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brake. Thump, thump, thump went my heart strings. When he smiled, I could feel the car shake. He tipped his hat and took a seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Plop, plop, plop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to go, then I started to know how it feels. When the universe reels,
the day was bright, the air was sweet, the smell of honeysuckle charmed you off your feet. You tried to sing, but couldn't speak.
In fact, you loved it so you couldn't even speak.
I took hold of his sleeve with my hand, and as if it were planned, he stayed on with me, and it was grand just to stand with his hand holding mine to the end of the line.
One of our classics right there, the Trolley Song, Judy Garland, and before that, a couple of live performances, The Man That Got Away, and Just in Time. We also heard San Francisco, and again, from a very interesting and fascinating CD. If you get a chance to pick it up, put out about a year ago now, John Meyer, who we mentioned before, the composer that wrote a couple of songs for Judy, late, obviously, in her career, but we heard one earlier in the show, How I Hate Myself in the Morning. But that was actually written before he knew Judy. But anyway, she sang it on that earlier cut we heard. John Meyer presents Judy Garland Final Notes. And it's really interesting, some of the performances from parties, local clubs around the country, I guess, New York probably, and also in London, and some interesting phone conversations as well on it. So if you get a chance, check it out. John Meyer presents Judy Garland Final Notes. But we wrapped up Judy's part of the show with her performance of the Trolley Song from the film Meet Me in St. Louis. We're going to kind of conclude our show with about four selections right now. We mentioned before about Debbie Wildman, great singer that kind of burst on the scene the last couple of years, basically on Facebook doing her song of the day. And she's a great singer in her own right, but also a fantastic impressionist. And one of the great impressions she does is of Judy Garland. She's embarking on a tour this summer throughout the United States, coming up very soon. Also has a new CD out, singing as Judy, some of her hits, and of course some songs that Judy may have sung, more modern songs or contemporary songs, and that has just came out as well. But we're going to hear some Debbie Wildman right now as Judy Garland. Here's Debbie singing Get Happy.
Imagine I'm surrounded by men. cares away. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. Chase your cares away. While the tide is quiet and peaceful on the other side, forget your troubles, get happy, your cares fly away. Sing hallelujah, get happy, get ready for your judgment day. Come on, get happy, chase the cares away. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy, get ready for the judgment day. Shine, come on, get happy. Lord is waiting to take your hand. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. Heading across the river, throw your sins away in the tide. It's ours, so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Sing hallelujah, come on, get
like nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine. High as a mountain, deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. But don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true. You let me, you're gonna love me like nobody's loved me. Come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together. Won't it be fine? The days may be cloudy or sunny. We're in. When you met me, it was just one of those things, one of those crazy things. But don't you ever bet me, don't you bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me, let me, let me, let me, let me, let me love you, let me love you.
Debbie Wildman right there with Come Rain or Come Shine as Judy Garland. We also heard before that It Never Was You. That's another song that John Meyer wrote. And started off that set with Get Happy as we are wrapping up our tribute, 100th birthday tribute to Judy Garland today on the Big Band Files with Doug Miles. We'll do one more. And, of course, I think you know what that song is. And Debbie Wildman does a wonderful tribute to Judy with this particular tune. We'll go out with it right now and say thank you for listening. And we will see you real soon here on the Big Band Files. Thanks for listening, everybody.
That I heard of once in a lullaby. That you dare to dream really do come true. So someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where beyond